Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everybody, Antonio T. Smith Jr. here, and I'm doing a wonderful taste test. I'm doing it live right now. The first thing I have, I can't even pronounce it. Let's see if I can use my degrees. Tempeh with Cuban fried quinoa. This is from Green Chef. It's cooked 25 minutes, 2 servings, 870 calories. It's a vegan, gluten-free, amazing everything. Right now, you're going to hear me eat some at this moment. It's really good. Let me tell you. I'm not sure what it tastes like, but it tastes good. It's kind of like some Cajun rice. Right? It's got like these orange peel taste to it. It's very good. I suggest it. Very good. It's absolutely good. This is not a fake advertisement. I have mouth full of food as we talk. Next we have Green Chef again. Charred and artichoke quesadillas. And let me tell y'all. That tastes so good. What kind of cheese did they use? I love cheese. And this tastes like cheese. There's no cheese.
No, there is no cheese. Why is it? It's vegan dish. There is no cheese.
Well, I know it's no cheese. It's vegan, but something tastes like cheese. It's great. It tastes, if you didn't tell me it's vegan, which I like vegan dish anyway, but this is amazing. And let me try that one over there.
Yeah,
would you like to try one? That was Grace that just said that. Giving one to Deanna, my publicist. Come on. Now, the next meal, what, can you read this out for me? Because I have a mouthful.
Kung Pao noodle bowl with Brussels sprouts, shiitakes, cabbage, and edamame.
Edamame. I don't know what edamame is, but I'm about to eat it. Here we go. Put one of them in my mouth. That's good. You know what it tastes like? Chicken teriyaki.
Good. You know what? I'm
going to
have a mouthful.
It's not my publicist. That's her mouthful. You got your mouthful. This is fantastic. I recommend all of you. I would be ordering. Well, I did order. I will continue to order from Green Chef right now. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Let me tell you. Green Chef is USDA certified organic company. My mouth is full. I'll tell you what. I'll come back in a second. And I'll tell you all about Green Chef, but this is so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have my good friend. We're going to get straight to the point. You're going to love this guy. You're going to love his voice. You're going to love his energy. And you're going to love the content inside this podcast. But without further ado, I want to introduce all of you to Mr. Dom Brightman. Dom, why don't you have a word for us?
Oh, thanks a bunch, Antonio. This is Dominic Brightman himself. If you translated my name, it will be a bright man of God, because I've been blessed to be able to be in this world to connect with great folks like Antonio and to connect with you, the listener, to inspire you, to encourage you to do the best that you can out of life and get all you can out of life, because we're in this life just once, and you might as well make the best out of it that you can.
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. Now, the first time I met you, because my publicist was Googling top podcast, and your name was at the top of the list. And at that time, I was doing lots of interviews, being on top-ranked podcasts. And not only were you one of the top podcasters in the whole world, but you're connected to one of the great people, and I'll let you say who he is, and that has you on a list of top podcasters as well. Won't you break down how you got to top podcasting and how you got hooked up with such a list and such quality people?
Sure thing. So thanks to the wonderful Steve Olscher, he and his team was able to do a worldwide search of those who podcast and stay consistent with it. And that was probably one of the main things that kept it going for me personally. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity because podcasting is one of the most powerful tools in the world right now to connect with people. And if you stay consistent with it, that's when the magic happens. It was around episode, I think it was 32 back in 2018. And I was interviewing these authors from all over the country, just mostly folks out in Maryland, since that's where I'm centralized. And out of nowhere, I find out 2 months later, I was listed alongside Brendan Burchard, Gretchen Rubin, Steve Olscher, as well as Lewis Howes, and all these other folks in the top 10 podcasts of self-help. And it was all because I came from a place of service and actually tried to promote the folks and asking each and every guest to actually share their episodes with their networks, because funny enough, the podcast itself started off because my first ever podcast interview promoting my book, I kept getting cut off by the interviewer mid-sentence, and I was like, let me make sure, especially if it's someone's first interview as an author, that they don't have the same experience I did. And just taking that idea and then sticking with it and being consistent with it and getting all these emails from folks from all over the world, especially the wonderful Tepa Smith and the wonderful Deanna team of Antonio Steen, to be able to connect me with the wonderful Antonio here. It's all because I came from a place of service. I stayed consistent with the product that I was promoting, and I wanted to help people. And I kept on evolving and improving along the way, because it's always great to be consistent, but you can't be consistently bad. You can't consistently basically fumble on the ball. You got to at least learn from every lesson and try to extract every lesson from it and actually use it to the best of your ability and keep going. So that's basically in a nutshell kind of how it all happened. Just came from a place of service and just use the tools that are available to me. There would be times where I would use Facebook ads to promote episodes, and I would even write LinkedIn articles featuring a few set of guests, like 8 different guests, and I'd pick different guests who are in different parts of the world. So that way, when the Facebook ad is targeted, marketed to that guest, certain state in that certain city, they'll actually know that person's face. And if they haven't seen them post it the first time, they may be like, hey, I saw them at a Starbucks or something. Let me look at this article, read what they said, and then they check out the episode, and then they hear like, oh, that was pretty good. And then they may check out the rest of the episodes as well. So that's really just how it happened. It was really just a blessing indeed, and I never thought that could actually happen from the beginning.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. You helped so many different people. I mean, you got a plethora of information in there, enough to write a whole chapter on a book. I want to go back to the beginning. You said something very powerful. Shout out to Steve Olscher. I've been on his podcast, and he's a great guy, and I wanted you to say his name because he put you on, and it's just been a wonderful ride ever since. Now, Dom, you mentioned earlier how you were being cut off in mid-sentence. That is just so intriguing to me. I hate when I do interviews and the interviewer tries to make the whole show about them. Like, hey, buddy, first off, it's your show. Everyone knows it's about you already. You know, I'm your, hey, like, everybody knows about you. The show has your name on it, right? But I love that you mentioned that you're being cut off every mid-sentence. As a top podcaster, won't you give us some free tips of ways that you like to conduct yourself while interviewing people, or also just equipment you may use? Like, give some people out there looking for an opportunity to start a podcast some insider tips that can only come from someone as successful as you.
Sure thing. So the first one is just have fun. I mean, when you start a podcast, I mean, yes, it's a business tool. But at the same time, have fun with it as well, because when you connect with people and you try to make it as fun as possible while keeping a little bit serious and all that good stuff, it'll be great for both you, the guest, and the listeners. That's tip number one. Tip number two is actually get a few episodes back recorded and have those in the queue, so that way you can have a nice launch. So when I launched my podcast in September 2017, I had about 9 interviews recorded. I launched 6 on SoundCloud. And then when I finally figured out how to get an RSS feed on Libsyn and a podcast host, when my podcast went live on iTunes, 12 episodes went live because I finally figured it out and was able to get that. So have a backlog of recorded interviews. If you do an interview-based podcast, heck, if it's a solo podcast, record a few episodes ahead of time and then have one ready for, I'd say, around a good month to 2 months ahead of time. If you want to do once a week, have about 4 extra in your backlog. So that way, if you're traveling, if you're doing something else, or if you may get sick, you never know what could happen, at least you'll have that file ready and ready to go in case something happens. So that's tip number two. And for equipment, if you're talking a lot of podcasting communities and Facebook groups and things like that, they will argue about microphones all day. For those who may be listening to this episode and you're kind of balling on a budget, as some would say, then just go for a Blue Snowball microphone for $69.99 for Walmart. It's a nice, affordable microphone, and it's a USB mic, and you can just connect it to your laptop. And then if you have a Windows PC, you can use Audacity to edit. And once you get up a little higher and get more income, you can upgrade to Adobe Audition. I love Adobe Audition. It works so well. And another thing about Adobe, or well, actually just plain editing software in general, always save, kind of like when you're in college and you're typing up a research paper that's 10 or 20 pages long, always save every few minutes in, because many times, even if you have a great computer, there may be a moment where if you forget to clean your computer or something and the software crashes. So make sure you save every few minutes if you're heavily editing your episodes. Because that's happened to me once before, where I was near the end of one episode, just taking out all these ums and fillers and making it just right, and then the software crashed and it was game over. I had to start all over again. So I was like, you know what, just save every few minutes. And also tell the folks in around you in your circle, in your neighborhood, like, hey, I got a podcast, maybe working into an everyday conversation. And for those who still don't know what a podcast is, there's still those out there. For laughs and giggles, I like to call it the lazy man's radio station, because you set the schedule yourself, and it's mostly pre-recorded unless you do a live show, and you basically set the pace and set the tone for it. So just tell folks all about it. And a probably last tip for now would be to also continue to push out past episodes and keep in contact with as many of the guests as possible, especially if you had a good rapport with them, because the wonderful Antonio, we wouldn't have this interview today if I didn't keep in contact with him on social media and kept sharing his wonderful content, because one, not only is he a good guy, he has great content. It's like a spirit bomb versus Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z. The content is that good, and you got to absorb a lot of it. So just making sure you keep in, try to build relationships. And that's another thing about podcasting, if it's an interview-based show, just build relationships and try to keep them as strong as possible, and just drop a line. It's like, hey, thanks a bunch, share their posts, maybe some encouragement, and just keep it going, because don't let the interview be the one and done. Just keep it going beyond that.
That's it. Sounds good to me, man. That was flawless. Dude, you're such a great interviewer. I mean, an interviewee and an interviewer. I mean, that was so easy. You just laced it out there. Well, step one, two, and three. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't catch those, don't feel bad. Just pause. I mean, the guy speaks so well. I know you were hypnotized by his beautiful melodic voice. I know you were hypnotized by that. But after you got over the original hypnotism, then you could take notes after that. That was fantastic and solid advice, man. It really was. I hate to move on. I really don't want to. But I am a fan of yours. I bought your last book. I haven't taken a picture with it yet, though. I'm going to slap myself on the hand for that. I bought the book, and it came in 2 days. I haven't taken a picture, so I'll make sure I fix that. The one Going North, I bought that one. But you have a new book out, and shocked me because I remember going to your comments and going, hey, man, this is a new book. You didn't tell me? You didn't tell nobody about this here? You just dropped it like Beyonce drops an album. You just drop it out there. And me and the whole world was shocked. So why don't you tell us all about the book, man. I give you permission to take as long as you want, give as much details as you want, plug yourself, like don't be humble. Give us the dirty lowdown about the book.
All right, here comes the wonderful camel. So thanks a bunch, one, for buying the book. I appreciate you for doing that, and that's great. I'm on for that. So the first book, Going North, it's Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself, and that became a podcast. Book number two is called Stay the Course, and the subtitle for that is The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. So the first book itself, if you read the book and apply what's in it, you'll get promoted in whatever you do. If you're an employee right now and you're trying to get promoted, you'll get promoted because it goes into the details of the steps that I took to actually improve myself and start on a trail of professional and personal development. This book, the next one, is the follow-up book to the first one because the first book was written on a dare, and I only had gave myself a year to do it. So that was kind of a rush to get it out there. This one, it's a little more focused, and that's the main part of this book. So for those who want to become better in life, this is one of the books to pick up because it's a nice, quick read. It's self-help for the distracted round two because it's under 100 pages, and no time, people don't have time for 70 pages. So this book is great to pick up and is going to be read too. And the main key for elite performance is self-awareness because back in 2017, my father passed away after his 6-plus-year struggle with dementia, and I was doing all of these things all over the darn DMV area. I was working a full-time job as a librarian. I was doing volunteer work at Toastmasters where I was overseeing 17 different clubs in northern Maryland, so basically going to areas that was probably 30 to 60 minutes out of my domain, and then promoting and publishing my first book as well as just all sorts of other stuff, and not to mention caregiving for my father before his time of passing. So out of the 168 hours in a week, I probably maybe only had maybe 8 to 20 of those to myself, and that was basically for sleep. I wouldn't get like much sleep at all. I mean, the most average amount of sleep they recommend is at least a good 6 to 7.5 hours. I wasn't getting that. I was getting like 2, maybe 4 if I'm lucky.
Wow.
And I gained a bunch of weight after that, just the weight of being in leadership and leading on empty. I mean, if you're going to be leading in any realm, in your home, in your office, in your life, you got to keep your tank full. And my tank was not full at the time. I gained all this weight because I wasn't taking care of myself. And funny enough, they did a sleep study back in 2008 for the nation, and over $50 billion in total was lost in this country alone because people weren't getting enough sleep. Because when you don't get sleep, it tends to get your body, you feel weaker, you don't feel as strong, and you tend to gain a bunch of weight. And then folks may say, it's like, yeah, sleep when you're dead, but it's like, do you want to really speed up that process? Because folks are leaving there too darn quick. And you'll feel more sluggish. And funny enough, my personal trainer himself, he went 14 days without sleep running on Red Bull, and he just started seeing random ghosts and zombies and whatnot. I'm like, man, what the heck you doing? And just stuff like that just makes you realize, like, you got to take care of yourself. You have to give yourself the gift of solitude to masterfully serve the multitude. And that solitude could be just meditation, prayer, as well as the sleep, and as well as making sure you know where you are and keeping your well full. So self-awareness in your habits, self-awareness in your mindset. You got to be focused on what you want to get out of life and focus on how you can serve others. I mean, Antonio, yourself, you serve hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and you have a huge platform, man. You help out the little guy because you yourself at the time was almost eating out of trash cans, and now you're running for president. And just being that inspiration, it's like you right now listening, you have the gifts right now to get to where you want to be or to get to a place where you never thought you could be. And that happens when you set your mind on being focused on what you can do for others. Because if you're going to advance yourself, you're going to have to advance others. So being aware of your habits, being aware of your mindset, being aware of time. I mentioned earlier, we have 168 hours in a week. What are you doing with that time? Each day we have 24 golden boxcars, and what you put in each hour decides on what you're going to get out of it. So if you're going to be on social media for 5 straight hours a day, that's not really a good use of your time unless you're setting it up for the whole week and just setting aside a time to actually get out there and actually get more done. Because right now I'm full-time employee working on my side, also getting that to a place where I can do it full-time. And that takes time management and realizing that you got to manage your energy and making sure that's full. And then there's also not only the time awareness, the mental awareness, and the habit awareness, but there's also the awareness of just being thankful for what you have already. Because if you're going to fill your place where you are to get to even greater heights, you got to be thankful for what you have already. Because no matter what happens in life, you still have to be grateful. Got to wake up every day. It's like, thank you to the wonderful Lord above, to God, to whoever you pray to. Yeah. Or if you don't pray to anyone at all, just say thank you for allowing me to live another day, because someone out there didn't make it, especially in certain places in the world where someone may have, some of them may have been stabbed, someone may have been shot, someone didn't have a meal, somebody may be trying to take care of their family and they're just living from paycheck to paycheck and they don't have all that you may have. And just being grateful for that and just being grateful for those in your life, especially the family that supports you and actually backs their I love you with actual actions, to being grateful for them, because there are folks who will say, yeah, I love you, man. Yeah, you the best. Yeah. And then if you need help, they are nowhere to be found. You could probably go to the moon and you still won't find them. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, you're right.
And you just got to be grateful for that. So just being grateful for, especially being in your right mind, and especially in America where folks are getting older and a lot more senile, and a lot of folks nowadays have to take care of aging parents. I was in that category a couple years ago, and just that time and seeing the decline of folks, and someone may be going through that. And everybody fights an invisible battle that they may not know about. So being grateful for what you have, and if you can, share some of that gratitude with someone else with an encouraging words. Like, hey, I like that tie you got there, brother. Or that is a beautiful sundress you have on to someone. And also, that can be a way to connect with others. So not only being grateful and being aware, but also intentionally connecting. The classic phrase of your network is your net worth, just building a great network of people and trying to see what ways you could take care of them. Like, hey, do you want to get on a podcast? Do you have something to promote? Do you need to be introduced to someone else that you can help you better than I can? Just connecting with others, see where their need is. And funny enough, this actually happened with me at a meeting for Toastmasters. And for those who don't know, Toastmasters, nonprofit, where you get to learn public speaking and leadership. And I met this guy named Mike Sheila, and he's Maryland's number one LinkedIn expert. And we just connected one day, and we just shared similar stories, because I got in a car accident when I was 21. He got in a car accident a few years before I met him. He was taking care of his dying parents. I was taking care of my dying father. And we just shared common ground instantly, and we stayed friends beyond that. And he helped link me with authors all over the country at the beginning of my show, because even though I knew about a good 20 people in Maryland, he connected me with at least 20 or 40 more folks, and it was a huge start. It was like a head start. It was basically running in first place backwards and looking at my old self back then. It's like, oh man, I got this great head start because...
Okay, guys, now that my mouth is clear, I'd like to take a moment and tell you about Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified company that is certified organic company with meal plans for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, omnivores, and for those who enjoy a little paleo. Heart smile, heart smart, lean, mean, keto, and gluten-free meals. Green Chef's recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, photos, and photos to guide you along your way. You can switch up your meal plan at any time, whenever you're ready to try a new meal to eat, with a diverse array of meal plans with plenty of options to choose from each week. You can actually enjoy sticking to your goals this year. I personally enjoy Green Chef's, I had three of them, Green Chef's tempeh with Cuban fried quinoa, charred and artichoke quesadillas, and kung pao noodle soup. It was outstanding. I love the taste. I love the fact that the quesadillas taste like cheese, because I like cheese, and I love the orange zesty thing, taste about the other, and of course, I love everything about the noodles. They were awesome. For $50 off, you can get your first Green Chef. Just go to greenchef.us/SOS. Again, that's greenchef.us/SOS. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate.
It's not working out for them because they're missing this intentional energy of kindness that you were talking about. Break it down for us and give someone a word of encouragement.
Sure thing. Funny enough, in a Starbucks one time, and it was in line with somebody, and I was reading this book, and this guy just said hi to me because he was curious about the book I was reading, and it was a book called How to Write That Book. And we had a conversation after that, and it was just that one moment where we had that short connection for a moment, and he was just curious. And it's all about curiosity and how you can actually connect with somebody and just say, so that one moment, he just had a bright smile on his face afterwards when I told him that I was publishing a book, and he was like, wow, you look so young. Like, why are you writing a book for him? And then I was like, yeah, I just wrote on a dare. And that actually just reinforced something. So someone could be reading like a book or something, you have a book in their hand, or just that compliment. And funny enough, one day I was at a vending event, and it was a slow day. I basically made no money from that event. I was just vending because I was new to the whole thing, and it was out in the Inner Harbor. It was a Friday where everybody was at work, and the only folks that stopped by were a bunch of kids taking a field trip, and they just stole all the chocolate from the table because I had some chocolate on the table just to have as a conversation starter. And one lady that I connected with, she was actually a teacher, the wonderful Dr. Denise Folks. She actually had a program out in Baltimore City called Positive Youth Expressions. And that program has been there for probably over a good 25 years or so, and I never even heard about it. It's like one of those crown jewels. It's almost kind of like a Nipsey Hussle in a way. It's like you have this person Wow. who's actually doing good for their city and for those they grew up with, right in their own backyard. They stayed in their environment, and she, along those lines, doing the same thing for kids from grade 1 all the way to grade 8. And I just did a book swap with her. She was an author too. And then 4 months later, I get called back by her to be her guest speaker for the Martin Luther King Day breakfast, to speak in front of a whole group of kids. And she bought $10 off of me. So I made all my money back, all because I just said hi to her, because she wasn't even near me at all, near my table. I was just out swapping books with folks. And little did I know, 4 months later, I get a call from her, and she loved the book and the quotes in it. I loved the fact that I actually cited where I got the information from and not claiming it all on my own. Because at the end of the day, no one gets everything that they have in life on their own, especially in this day and age with Google. We can find just about anything and everything. So making sure you give credit where credit is due and just connecting with folks. And because I didn't swap books with people to be invited to speak back later, 4 months later, and get paid for it. That wasn't really the end game. I was just doing it because it was like, I don't feel like carrying over 200 books back to my car, and I can connect with people and have them on my podcast later. It's just stuff like that that really changes you. And hell, I'll even mention Magic Johnson as well, because he, in his rookie year, he also was, it was after a game, it was rookie year, a player on his team, this kid wanted an autograph, the player didn't sign the autograph, he didn't give him an autograph, he just pushed the kid aside. Magic saw the kid crying, he was about to bust out in tears, ball and squall. He came over, he smiled, and he basically made the kid feel good, took a couple pictures with him. And 20 or so years later, after he retired from the NBA, he actually was in a meeting with a guy who had a reputation for being a hard-nosed negotiator and not the nicest guy on the block. And the first sentence that came out of the mouth of the person that Magic was negotiating with was the fact that that little kid that he made feel better that day was the son of the businessman that he was doing the business deal with. So that kind of gesture from the past, 20 years later, paved the way for a multi-million dollar venture down the road when Magic was just starting out in business. So you never know. Just saying hi to somebody, making somebody feel better, it can come back to you in a way. It's kind of like that classic phrase, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. So just be more friendly to people.
That's it. Yeah, I heard that. You heard that. That was all facts. Man, you're taking this show in a wonderful direction. I'm going to keep going in this direction. You seem to have the understanding that everything is connected. Am I right about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Let's get a little spooky here, and let's see if we can get to the spooky territory. So everything is connected. So what would you say to someone that has all the gifts was trying to do it by themselves? What would you say to that person?
I'd have to say, get off your own high horse.
Pretty much, right? Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Keep letting them have it, man. What else would you say?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's in a way, for lack of a better term, it's romantic in a way. It's like, yeah, do it all your own, self-made. But all those who are self-made, they're not self-made. It's a lie. Someone had to buy the product. Right. Someone had to fund them. Someone had to believe in them. Someone gave them a platform. Nobody is self-made. Somebody made the money that you're chasing. Someone made something. Exactly. No one is self.
Somebody wiped your diapers.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody has to wipe your diaper. That's an even funnier, true way. It's like, somebody had to wipe your diaper. I mean, nobody would have made it to five if someone didn't change and wipe your diaper.
That's right, man. That simple. It really is that simple. It really is that simple. Man, tell us some secrets. We want to know, my audience wants to know, they're falling in love with you, but now they want to know what no other podcast station knows. Tell us something you're working on that no one knows about. Give us some secret information.
Some secrets. So for book number 2, I'm working on a solo podcast called the Stay the Course Podcast. So that's going to be launching shortly after book number 2. So the working tagline right now is fast and focused. So it's going to be a nice,
I like that,
short 5 to 10 minute inspirational, informational content is going to be just me sharing some secrets from the book and expounding on stuff from the book as well. So that's something else I'm going to be working on, because it's the podcast that I have now. It's great. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a little afraid about launching a second podcast for this book, because it's all me. And not only that, it's the fact that what you're doing, buddy, is every book you launch, you can launch a podcast too. It's like, no. But yeah, that's one thing. And also going to be doing a coaching program down the road as well. So soon there's going to be a monthly coaching call session, because, I mean, I'm seeing all these folks around me doing these wonderful things, and I'm learning from them. And there's folks that they are reaching that might not be able to reach the folks that I may reach. So might as well try to reach the folks that know me already and try to feed them in another way. So working on a coaching program, as well as another podcast called the State of the Course podcast, that's going to be fast and focused, and it's going to be quick, and it's going to be straight to the point. Of course, you're still going to have the fun side. I'm going to insert some humor in there too, because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you can make them laugh, you can make them buy. So, I mean, you got to at least add some humor. And you never know. I mean, serious is great, and always try to keep a little sugar to make the spoonful of medicine to go down a little easier. So those are the two big things, the two secrets, if you will, that, well, I guess everybody knows now.
That's it. We got it out here. We know it. We all know the truth now. Your secret has been exposed. We appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you, though. No, that's awesome, man. We're just grateful for your presence and your energy. And believe me, man, you don't have to. You don't have to be as awesome as you are, but we are grateful that you are, and we do accept that. That is for sure. That's for sure. So good stuff there, man. Definitely good stuff there. Let's see. One more thing I can bring out of you. There's a little Dom out there. He is you 15 years ago. Same thoughts, same mindset. You know, maybe he's a little scared. He doesn't know what's going to happen 15 years from now. What do you tell little Dom about the 15 years today versus where he's at then?
Oh, man, what I told little me? I'd say don't eat that donut on your 21st birthday, buddy. Don't do it. No, seriously, though, I mean, a part of me would say, like, to avoid the accident, but truth be told, that wouldn't be solid advice, because that's actually probably one of the most powerful stories in my arsenal, and that was actually one of the greatest gifts of my life, was basically totaling my car on my 21st birthday. But that would be one. So I just basically tell them, like, hey, no matter what happens, you're going to be scared, but you're going to grow up a bit. You're still going to be chocolate. Folks are going to still like you, believe it or not. Yep. Just be more, I'd have to tell them just to be more confident. Be more confident. Start your plan for self-development a lot sooner. So pick up Think and Grow Rich right now. If you don't understand everything, just pick it up right now. Learn about John Maxwell right now. Learn about all the folks that you can right now, and learn about just different things right now and start a lot sooner. Just make the plans to actually do a lot better. Start things a lot sooner, because one thing about me, I'm an introvert. I usually charge by not being around people, and some may see that as shyness, but that's just the way that I know the introverts charge. So just because you have to not be around certain people to recharge, get out there and actually talk to more people, network a lot sooner, give yourself the slight edge a lot earlier. That would probably be the advice I would tell little Dom from 15 years ago.
That's good, man. I love the introvert advice. I'm an introvert myself. People actually drain me. It's like physical exercise. I've just taught myself some extroverted talents like you did, obviously. So that was sound advice for someone like me, man. So I sure appreciate that. I sure appreciate that. Dom, it has been a plum-pleasing pleasure, as Les Brown would say. You've come through, man. You've made your mark. But my favorite part, you were just Dom. And I like that a whole lot. I like that a whole lot, man. Ladies and gentlemen, all his information is in the show notes. I didn't say how you can contact him. I'm going to let him do it now, but it's all in the show notes. I didn't want to water down this beautiful interview. That, how to get his book, how to get his old book, all of that great stuff is in the show notes. Please do me a favor. I've even linked his podcast link in the show notes. Take the love you have for me, throw it to the love you have for him now. Subscribe to his podcast. And while you're over there, rate it 5 stars so he can continue to stay at the top and move up even higher. Dom, last words in your own way on you.
Oh, thanks a bunch again for having me and for the wonderful folks that are listening. It's not over yet. No matter how bad it is or no matter how good it is, it can always get better. If you have a good relationship, it can be even better. If you are in business or starting a business, it always get better. No matter what comes, if you have the resolution to succeed and you just get back up one more time, you can make the success happen for you. So just go out there, dominate, and no matter what happens, try to keep your head up high and make sure you take some folks with you. Some folks that will actually appreciate it, though. That's the main thing.
Wow. Fantastic. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate.
You want to be a speaker, trainer, or coach? I've got you. Antonio T. Smith Jr. is my name. You've probably heard of me. That's probably why you're here. I've been featured on Forbes, awarded top 101 global developmental and training minds on Goldcast. It's just a wonderful ride for me, but I got here by speaking. And now at this point in my legacy, I'm not interested in how much money I make. More about how I make my money. Therefore, I am taking select people, people with stories, people with intensity, people who want to value personal development over money. This sounds like you. If your blood is boiling right now, then I may be speaking to you. If you have that story that you know would change the world, if you change somebody, and now you're addicted to it and you want to do it more. If you want to speak in front of 10,000 people, or maybe you just want to be famous, get your name out there and change the world. However it may be, however it happens, Bureau of Dominant Speakers is for you. It's intense. I won't lie to you. I'm a very intense person. It's very affordable. Look in the show notes. You'll see Bureau of Dominant Speakers. Click that link. And hey, let's dominate. Because you can do it. And this is your moment.